USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department in a court filing said it would support one of the special master nominees put forward by former President Trump's legal team. The two sides have been going back and forth over documents seized last month at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Many of the documents seized had some form of secrecy attached. The department is asking the court to consider appointing its two choices for special master, along with retired federal judge Raymond Deary, who was nominated by President Reagan. Team Trump's other nominee, Paul Huck, worked in the private sector as well as the public sector, including as Florida's deputy attorney general under Governor Charlie Crist when Crist was a Republican. King Charles III continuing to grieve the loss of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, as he also leads a nation in mourning. He spoke to the British and Scottish parliaments on Monday, first at Westminster, where he promised to maintain his mother's vow of upholding the principles of the country's constitutional government.
She set an example of selfless duty, which, with God's help and your counsels, I am resolved faithfully to follow.
His Majesty then flew to Edinburgh wearing a kilt to address the Scottish Parliament. He also walked behind his mother's casket with his siblings to St. Giles Cathedral. Nurses in Minnesota and their bosses remain far apart in a labor dispute that has 15,000 nurses on the picket line for the next 3 days. The strike affecting 12 hospitals between Minneapolis and St. Paul, plus three facilities in Duluth. The nurses seeking a 30% pay hike spread over 3 years. Management says that's unrealistic. Their counteroffer is a 12% increase over the same period. On Wall Street, the Dow closed higher by 230 points, the Nasdaq up by 154 points, the S&P 500 gained 43. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ukrainian troops pushing the Russians all the way back to the country's northeastern border. Ukrainian officials claim to have captured a bunch of Russian soldiers. One presidential advisor says there were so many POWs that they were running out of room to accommodate them. Ukrainian military officials say they have freed more than 20 settlements in 24 hours. A majority of American adults say health care is not handled well in this country. So says a new poll from AP NORC. That reveals that public satisfaction with the U.S. healthcare system is remarkably low. Fewer than half of Americans say it's generally handled well. Only 12% say it's handled extremely or very well. An Alabama official told a federal judge that they were ready to move forward with a new yet untried execution method called nitrogen hypoxia to carry out death sentences, and it could happen as soon as next week. Nitrogen hypoxia is supposed to cause death by replacing oxygen with nitrogen. It's been authorized in Alabama and 2 other states. A singer badly hurt on the mend, but it'll be a while before he hits the road again.
Country music star John Michael Montgomery suffered cuts and broken ribs when his tour bus crashed early Saturday. Montgomery told fans on Facebook he's doing well, but will not be on the road for a while. Montgomery and 2 other men were injured in the crash in Tennessee near the Kentucky border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Find us anytime, anywhere, online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.